Good morning, everyone. I'm extremely sorry that I'm late today, but you might think what happened. I was at K105 as usual on autopilot and waiting there and thinking, why none of you showed up, and getting a little bit angry inside. But I'm sure you might be angry in place of me because I was at the wrong place. But as far as I remember, that room was for rest of the semester, right? Is it changed recently? Okay. That's a relief then. Little bit of a relief. I should have still checked before coming. So what we were discussing last time? Anyone? Any idea? Remember anything? We discussed how to convert or translate the conceptual model into logical model, and we discussed most of the constructs which are defined in ER model, but not specialization and generalization. So we will do some small examples, and then we will see how to convert specialization generalization. Yeah, so we did this also, the relationships of degree more than two. And then we discussed this, those who were present in Friday. It was also a very strange class with many things happening anyway. Okay. So this is the one we will discuss today. Will you try to look into this conceptual model, and can you see there are some maybe redundancies, or maybe there are few things which you can combine together? Now, because you are working on conceptual modeling yourself in assignment, so maybe. Okay, still, if you cannot think right now, when we will convert into the logical modeling, you will see that there are few things which could be combined together before we translate into logical model. So let's start with how do we convert. It is a simple model. There is no specialization, generalization. So we don't need that information right now. So how do we convert? We start with converting the strong entities, right? That's what we first do. So how many strong entities are here? So we have customer, and we have product, and we have order. What is order trace? We don't know. It doesn't show. It shows from the relationship notation. Can you see here? From the relationship notations, see here, this notation, it may seem like order trace is a weak entity, because this is the relationship notation which shows that there is a relationship between a weak entity and the strong entity. But then again, it is very confusing because there is no partial primary key. Because usually whenever we have weak entity, we have partial primary key, but which is not the case here. So it seems something strange here. So let's see, let's try to use our steps and let's try to convert it into logical modeling. And then we will see what this is about. Was there a mistake in our conceptual model? That's why we are coming up with this. We will discuss in a moment. So let's start with converting the strong entities. And it has changed. I shouldn't duplicate then. It is changing for you. Okay. I don't know what's happening from Friday itself. Anyway, whatever it is. So we have customer, product, And we will make a new table for product. And then we will make a new table for order. Right? We will include all the simple attribute. If there is any composite attribute, we will only include the simple part of the composite attribute. So let's start. We will have customer ID. And we will not include name because it is a composite attribute. So we will only include the simple parts. So we will include first name. And we will include last name. And we will include email. We have only one primary key specified there, so that will be our primary key here as well. Similarly, for the product, we will do the similar thing. Product number is the primary key. And then we have the name of the product. And we have description. Right? So this will be our second table. And the third table will be order number. And the date of the order. And these are our primary keys. Let's assume for now that order trace is a weak entity, although there is no partial primary key. So the second step of conversion of conceptual schema to logical modeling, logical schema, is to convert a weak entity. And let's assume it is a weak entity. So how do we convert a weak entity? We create a new table for the weak entity as well. So if we do order trace table, and we have the description here. And what is the owner entity type for this? What is the owner entity type? The description order trace cannot exist without orders, isn't it? Just remember employee dependence. The dependence cannot exist without employee. So we need to take the primary key of the owner entity type, which is orders in this case, and we need to put it here as foreign key. Now, if we try to do that, does it make any sense? Do you think, does it make any sense? We have order number date here and order number description here. Actually, there is a problem with this conceptual schema. If you remember the validation steps before you finalize your conceptual schema, we need to look into one-to-one relationship. Sometimes some of the one-to-one relationships are not needed, and maybe those entities which are participating in that one-to-one relationship should be combined together. And now let's try to see this again here. Don't you think that description for every order, there is only one description, right? So if a order with the order number XYZ with some specific date, it will have one value for description. What's the point of putting the description in another entity? Can't we put description here itself? Don't you think? What's your opinion? Isn't it? It makes sense that if we have the description here itself. Because if we will try to convert it, the foreign key of orders, the primary key of orders will come here as foreign key. And if you see in the tabular format also, it doesn't make so much sense to create two different tables when there is a one-to-one. So for a particular order, if we try to put the data, if this is the orders, and for example, 1st September 2017, 2nd September 2017, and this is also 2nd September 2017. And because it is one to one, so every order will have only one description. There is no many thing also. Does it make sense in this way? It doesn't. It seems like we have unnecessarily divided the attributes which actually belong to the same entity type into two different entities. So basically it's better if we have the description in the same table. So the problem started from conceptual schema instead of, and that is actually propagating to the logical schema also. So basically the problem is with the conceptual schema. If we had validated it properly, we would have realized that this separately is not needed. Because there is a one-to-one relationship, so every order has just one description. It's better to have a description here in the order table itself, in the order entity itself as a description. So this makes more sense now. So we created all the entities in our logical model. What's the next step? Usually we convert one-to-one relationships. Here this relationship is already gone because we have combined these two together. So we don't need any one-to-one. Is there any other one-to-one? No. This is one-to-many and this is many-to-many. So step three is about converting one-to-one, which is not needed in this case. So basically now we are trying to convert a conceptual schema which look like this. I am not writing the attribute. I am just writing the names of the entities because of less space. So we have product here and we have order here. Order number, which is primary key, we have date, and we have description here. And there is a relation here, There is a relation here, This is many to many, and this is one to many. Right? And then we have a relationship attribute here, which is actually amount. So this is the one we are translating to logical model now. So first we made, from the step one, we made three tables because all of them are strong entities. We come here. Second step is, if there is any weak entity, we translate it. But in this case, there is no weak entity. The third step is to translate one-to-one binary relationship. There is no one-to-one binary relationship, so it is also not needed. The fourth one is to translate one-to-many binary relationship. And we have one one-to-many, isn't it? This specifies what type of relationship it is. And this part specifies whether it is total or partial. So right now we are not concerned with total and partial for one-to-many relationships. So this is one-to-many. So how do we convert it? On Friday we discussed. So we basically take the primary key of the entity which is on the one side and we put it in the table for the entity which is on many side. So in this case, customer is on the one side and order is on the n side. So we will take the primary key of the customer and we will put here as foreign key. And that will actually translate or convert this one-to-many relationship into relational model. So that's what we are going to do. So we will write customer ID here. So this order is submitted by this particular customer. You can change the name. It's up to you. I just changed it because I think it's much better. It signifies where it is coming from. So it is coming from submitted relationship. So this order is submitted by which customer? So we are writing the customer ID here for every order. So this will be our foreign key. And when we will create the table by using the SQL command, when we will do physical data modeling, then we need to make this attribute as foreign key, referencing the customer ID column of customer table. So this we need to remember. So this is the conversion of one-to-many relationship. Now what is remaining here? The last step is, the part which is remaining is this part. So we converted this. This is already done. This is already done. This is already done. And we did this as well. So only this relationship is left. That is the next step, how to convert, which is many-to-many relationship. So this is many-to-many with the relationship attribute also. And for each many-to-many relationship, we create a new table. So we will create a new table. And what's the name of the relationship? It is called request for. We put if there is any relationship attribute here. So we have amount. What are the participating entity types in this particular relationship type? Product and order. These are the entities which are participating in this relationship type. So we will take the primary key of product and we will take the primary key of order and we will put here as foreign keys. So it will come here. So we will have product number. Product number will come as foreign key, referencing the primary key of product table, and we will have order number here as foreign key, referencing the primary key of order table. And then the only thing which is remaining is the primary key of this new table, and which will be actually combination of these two foreign keys will be primary key here. So primary key here will be composite key. It is made up of two attributes, right? So this is the logical diagram or converting this conceptual model or EER model into relational model. Just for taking for blackboard, let me take this picture. So maybe those who are not attending can have it. Okay. Let's do one more example. Do you remember this one? This is the one we came up with when we were discussing conceptual schema. There was a case study related with races and participants. Do you remember? And this was the conceptual schema we came up with. And there is one more. Can you see this? The left one? The main one? No? Okay. But you can see this one, right? So let's try to make this one. Actually, the other one has better relations and everything, but let me try to... What should I do to change it? Extend, maybe. And... But if I'll move that, maybe... Okay. Is it readable now? Can you see? Okay. So basically we have professor, project. If you see in your notes, we have done this in week 38 or 39. And it is also in the blackboard. So you can case study solutions, that PDF you can open and you can see from there. So we have professors, we have project, we have grad students, we have department, and there are lots of relationships. There is many to many, one to many, one to one. So it contains most of the thing, and there is a recursive relation also between the grad student. So it's better to convert this one. Let's start. Those who cannot see, please open, if you have computer, on the blackboard in, I think, week 38 or 39, there are case study solutions, and it is there. All right. So, we will start with, unfortunately, there is no weak entity, so that we cannot see in this example, but many of the other things are there. So we will start with making the tables for all the strong entities, and we have four strong entities, so we are going to create the table for each one of them. So we will have professor, we will have project, and then we will have grad students and department. Okay, in the professor we have social security number. Name is a composite attribute, so we will only include the simple parts of that composite attribute. Then we have age, rank, and specialization. And similarly for the project, we have project number, and we have sponsor, start date, end date, and budget. And then for the grad student, it is similar to professor. We have social security number, we have first name, middle name, last name, and we have age and degree enrolled. Degree program enrolled. And then finally we have department. Sorry, this is the graduate student. And with department, we have department number, department name, and the office. We already know the primary keys, so we are just making it as primary key. There is only one everywhere. If there are two possibilities, while creating in the physical schema, in the physical design, we make one of them as alternate key, with the help of unique constraint. So this is the conversion of all the strong entities. Then we are coming to, there is no weak entity here, so step two is not required. Then we need to convert binary 1-to-1. Is there binary 1-to-1? There is one binary one-to-one has had between professor and department, right? So there is a binary relationship, one-to-one, between professor and department. So which entity has the total participation? To convert one-to-one, we need to specify which has the total participation. Does professor has total participation or department has total participation? It looks like this. We have professor here. Again, I am not writing the attributes. And we have department here. And the relationship is has head. And it shows one, minimum one, maximum one that side, and minimum zero and maximum one this side. Which one has the total participation? This is one-to-one, that is clear here from this. But which one has total and which one has partial? How do we read it? This is one here. So the opposite entity has total participation. This is zero here. That means this entity has partial participation. Is that clear? The inner ones specify total and partial. This side it is zero. That means the opposite entity has partial participation. And this is one here. That means this has total participation. So we take the primary key of the one which has total, which has partial participation. This means partial. This means total. So we take the primary key of the one which has partial participation and we put it in the table which has total participation as foreign key. So we take the primary key of this because it has the partial participation. We will put it here as foreign key because it has the total participation. So that's what we are going to do. So we are going to take the professor's primary key and we will put it in the department as foreign key. And it is coming as a result of head. Who is the chairman? We may try to change the name, so we can say chairman SSN, which makes sense actually, because every department has a chairman who is a professor. So we are putting the social security number of professor who is the chairman in the department table. So now this relationship is done. Is there any other one-to-one? There is no other one-to-one relationship. So the next is one-to-many relationship. Do we have any one-to-many relationship? Yes or no? We have actually many, multiple one-to-many relationship. If you see, there is a works for, no, that is many-to-many. If you see the principle in, that is one-to-many, the relationship between professor and project, the upper one. This one is the first one. Principal investigator, the name of the relationship. That is one-to-many. Similarly, we have one more relationship which is one-to-many between department and graduate student. Again, this one is one-to-many. And then there is a recursive relationship between the grad student with itself. That is also one-to-many. So there are three one-to-many relationship. And the next step is we are going to convert them. So we take the primary key of the entity which is on the one side and we will put it in a table which is on the N side as foreign key. So let's first convert the principal investigator, the top relationship, and we will take the professor's primary key and we will put it in the project as foreign key. So we will have principal investigator social security number. This is the foreign key which is coming from professor's table. So this will be one of them we have converted. There is no relationship attribute here, but if there is, you will put the relationship attribute also with the foreign key. We studied it last time. But there is no relationship attribute here. And then we will convert the major department, the relationship between department and grad student. So department is on the one side. So we will take the primary key of department and we will put in the grad student as foreign key. So we will take this and we will put it here. So every grad student has a department number in which the grad student is majoring in. So this is a foreign key which is coming from the department table. So this attribute references the primary key of department table. And the last one is the recursive relation between the grad student. So there are some grad students who are advisors of other grad students, right? So for that, it is a one-to-many relationship. So the same entity is participating on both sides. So we will use the same method. We will take the primary key of grad student and we will put it in itself as foreign key. Now here we must change the name because a table cannot have two attributes with the same name. So here we are going to change the name and basically this is the advisor's social security number because we will take the primary key of social security number and we will put it itself. That is actually the advisor's social security number. And that makes sense also because it is coming as a result of advisor relation. So this is a foreign key which is actually referencing the social security number of grad student, the same table. So that's the way we convert the recursive relations. Now what is remaining? We converted all the three one-to-many. Now the only thing remaining here in this is conversion of many-to-many relationship. And there are couple of many-to-many relations here. And how do we convert? First, let's convert works for, which is many to many between professor and department. So we will make a new table. For every many to many relationship, we need to create a new table. If there is a relationship attribute, we need to put that relationship attribute, which is time percent. What are the participating entity type? Professor and department. We will take the primary key of professor and department and we will put it here as foreign key. So this is professor's social security number, which is as foreign key, referencing the social security number attribute of professor table. And similarly, we will take the department number and we will put it here as foreign key, which is referencing the primary key of department table. And the only thing remaining is primary key of this new table, which will be the combination of these two foreign keys. Right? And then we have two more many to many. One is works on. So we have works on. And the last one, many to many, is works. There are lots of work things here. For works on, which is between professor and project, there is no relationship attribute. So we will just take the primary key of participating entity types and we will put it here as foreign key. So the participating entity types are professor. So social security number will come here as foreign key. And the other one is project. So the project number will come here as foreign key. No relationship attribute. So that will not be included. This will be the new primary key. This is coming from professor table. And this is coming from referencing the project table. And the last one remaining is works, which is between project and grad students. There is again no relationship attribute. So we will just take the primary key of project and the primary key of grad students and we will put it in this relation. So project number will come here, which is a foreign key, which will be foreign key. And then we will have the graduate student social security number, which is again the foreign key. And the combination of these two will be the foreign key. So this project number is referencing the project number attribute of project table, and grad student social security number is referencing the social security number attribute of grad student table. So this is the logical relational model for this particular conceptual model. In the next one, let's quickly see how we convert the weak entities, because we are not going to convert the whole. We are just taking the customer and we will convert this part only. The customer and pet part. Remember, this is the conceptual model we made when we discussed data requirements about a vet hospital. And this is the conceptual model we came up with. So this is what we are converting. We will not convert the whole because we didn't discuss the weak entity today. So just one example. So just we are considering the customer and pet. And not only actually customer, just the pet. How to convert the weak entity. So this is just a partial solution. So before we can make for pet, we should have a table for customer, which is the owner entity type in this case for customer. And we have customer identification number, the first name, middle name, last name, and there are many other attributes. And this is the primary key. How do we convert the weak entity, which has the partial primary key, in this case, pet? So for pet, we will create a new table. And we will put the partial primary key, which is the pet name. This is our partial primary key. And we will put any other attributes which are there in this weak entity type. Now to create the primary key of this particular table, we will take the primary key of owner entity type. How do we know that customer is the owner entity type? How do we know that for the weak entity pet, customer is the owner entity type? Because there is another relationship between pet and doctor. Can doctor be the owner entity type for pet? First of all, the symbol of the relationship specifies you. If it is like that, then this make a connection with the owner entity type. So because of that symbol, and in general, if forget about that relationship symbol, pets cannot come to the hospital without doctors, without customers. So if customers are not coming, pets are not coming. So pet cannot exist in the hospital without the customer's existence. So every pet which is coming must relate to a customer, then only they can come into the hospital, which is not the case with the doctor. So we will take the how to make the primary key of the weak entity type pet. We will take the primary key of the owner entity type, which is customer in this case, and we will put in the pet table as foreign key. So we will have customer ID number here as foreign key, referencing the primary key of the customer table. So we will have one additional attribute here, and to make the primary key will be this foreign key together with the partial primary key, which was the pet name, will make up the primary key here. So this is the way we convert the weak entity type. We must take the primary key of the owner entity type, put it here as foreign key. So there will be now four attributes, and the partial primary key together with the foreign key makes up the key for this particular weak entity type relation. So this is how we convert it. Do you remember how do we convert the ternary relation? It is similar to many to many. For example, here we have a ternary prescribes, which has a relationship attribute also. So we will create item first, because it is a strong entity. We already have pet table, and we will make a doctor table also. And for just like many to many, for this ternary relation, we will create a new table, prescribes. We will include the relationship attribute quantity in it. And we will take the primary key of item, pet, doctor, and we will include in this prescribes table as foreign key. And combination of these foreign keys will be the primary key of this new table. We discussed it last time. Please go through those notes. Thank you very much, and I'm so sorry again for coming late today.